So summarization will also help you build momentum. What if the customer says he wants to think it over? What's that about? How do we handle that? Don't be looking for the answer in a book there now, darn it.
Why?
What are your concerns?
Go ahead, Magnus.
Well, as you said before, your chip control was important for you. And the sooner you get going on this and the decision, the better. I mean, you're going to be in control of your process on the shop floor much earlier.
Okay.
So what is the issue here that you want to think over?
Okay. Well, be careful, Magnus. That sounds like that could be a little on the aggressive side to me. My feeling is this. If a customer says he wants to think it over, I like that kind of customer. He should think it over. When you make a change in an operation, it has far-reaching effects in terms of safety, in terms of performance, existing inventory, knowledge in the factory, buy cards, and so on and so forth. So thinking it over makes good sense. There's a lot of sales trainers out there that say, if somebody tells you they want to think it over, start, you know, the four-step turnaround thing, you know, which gets back into the reverse close stuff and all that kind of stuff, which in my view is not a good thing to do. In my view, it's better to say to a customer, well, Joe, you know, you're a pretty cerebral guy, and I would expect you'd want to think this over, and I hope I've provided everything you need to review. And what should happen next? Would you like me to stop back? Like, you want me to contact you on the phone in a little bit, or can I get more information? You know, so it softens the approach that you recommended, Magnus. And I don't mind to be disrespectful, but you know, I'm in charge of this class, so be careful. On a golf course, you could tell me. No. Just kidding. He knows that. So I mean, but the idea here is, we want to take a little softer approach, and it's fine to think about it, and they should think about it. Now, let me tell you this. What are they going to do when they think about it? Here's what they're going to do. They're going to call up Mike over here, and they're going to say, hey, Mike, Joe was in and from Seco, and man, he just had great chip control on this application. He was using this new grade they got and these new chip controls and so on and so forth. And, you know, Mike, you got the business now, so you better get over here and see what you can do. And that's what they should do, because that's what we'd want them to do if we had the business too. And that's what they should do. And that's called professional courtesy, and that's a partnership, and that's what we like. Because if I'm buying from Mike, if I'm a decent guy, I want Mike to have a chance to combat what this guy brought in, and so I would tell him of this, and that's what he should do. So if you try to get his arm behind his back and say, hey, look, you know, you want to trouble, we want to help with the chip control. We did the chip control. Now, on the other hand, if a customer says to you, I got a big problem with chip control, I need help, that's when you should say to him, well, listen, you know, you called the right spot. You know, we've been solving these kind of problems for 80 years. I've been doing this. I know a lot about chip control. I got all these new products. I got my trunk loaded. I know exactly what I got in my trunk. I got my little computer right here. It can tell me what I got, and I can come right over. But let me ask you this. If I come over and I fix the chip control, can you tell me what's going to happen next? So now, before you go over there and invest all your time and so on, and you fix the thing, now it's kind of hard for the guy to say, well, let me think it over. Because, you know, now you've had this kind of discussion before, and now you're going in, and, hey, look, we did fix it, and you did tell me the next thing that would happen is you would order this stuff. To commit to some action. If I'm going to commit to you, you just got to be careful with the way you say that stuff. Like, you know, and it's not like, what's going to happen next? Yeah, right. That's exactly what's going to happen next. That's right. So
what do you do with the customer after you ask him what's going to happen next? If he's actually honest with you and says, well, we're probably going to go to the same guy we got now and give him an opportunity to quote on it, look at it, and process it.
I think you have to make your own decision there, Mike. I really don't know. I in some cases, I probably would go over there and run a test. In some cases, I might say, well, and I'm not going to do it. Or I could say, you know, I really don't know. And I'm open. Anybody can share their views here. Go ahead, Matt.
One of our largest customers in Indiana, like our third largest customer, called me one day and said, we're running a stainless, having terrible trouble with chip control, and we only get one part. per corner, and they was running a Waukesha insert. Said, I've called Waukesha, they won't return my phone calls. He said, can you come and help?
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'm about 45 minutes away. I'll be there in about 45 minutes. And I get there. He's like, man, thanks for coming. Those guys still haven't called me back. And I said, now, if I fix this problem, where do we go from here?
Yeah.
Because we're trying to convert all that business because they've got the market share attorney that's been working to convert that business. And he's like, well, you know, if you can fix this problem for me, then we'll just start picking them off one at a time.
Yeah. I think you can ask a guy. I think if you're a sales guy, that's your job. You know, I think you can say that. And I don't know, Mike, I think it's a decision you have to make, and you know the set of circumstances they got right there. And I could certainly see some situations where I might have a friend who's totally screwed up, and he's got the whole thing tooled up with Valonite or something, and I come over and help him, but he's not going to change the whole thing over to me. He just can't do it. So I would help him if I could, you know, just because he's a good guy, and he might help me some other area. But there's nothing wrong with trying to get a little commitment that, hey, if we fix all this, you know, because I'll tell you, when I was in the field, I remember distinctly, and we didn't have cell phones in those days, but I remember stopping at a pay phone and calling the office to say, yeah, call a guy up, you know, can't even find where the guy's located, you know, then the guy needs this and that, calling around, spend a lot of time, half a day, and you actually get there, do what he wanted you to do, and the guy doesn't want to order it.